San Antonio-based Judge David Peoples did not allow reporters to record the wide array of voices who retold the story of the evening of April 12th. That was the night Rosemary Lindbergh drove her vehicle while intoxicated. The witnesses, including the sheriff's deputy who arrested her, described Lindbergh driving erratically, then being arrested and booked, and how she behaved while she was in custody. The stories were not new. Lindbergh's arrest was widely documented by most media outlets earlier this year. That's why, after the last witness of the day left the stand, Judge Peoples spent a few minutes telling prosecutors he didn't understand how their witness's testimony could prove that Rosemary Lindbergh was a future threat to the public. "You're basically asking me to make a prediction," he told prosecutors. To that, they responded their lineup of witnesses is still incomplete and that they would prove their point on Tuesday. Lindbergh's defense lawyer did present new testimony from the doctor who treated her at a rehabilitation facility in Arizona, where she was admitted after her release from jail. The doctor's testimony was deeply personal at times. In the end, she categorized Lindbergh's recovery as excellent, but said that since the DA hasn't been treated by a local psychiatrist, she would possibly downgrade her recovery from excellent to good. The trial could last until the end of the week. If Lindbergh were to lose her job as the county's top prosecutor, Texas Governor Rick Perry would have to appoint her replacement within 30 days. Joy Diaz, KUT News.